Masechta Shviyos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah continues listing different plants that have Kedushas, Shviyos, and beer. Havered, the rose, Vehakhefer, and the clove, Vehakitaf, and the sap from the balsam tree, Vehaloitim, and the stone pine. These things were primarily used for different perfumes and fragrances, but they also sometimes were used to flavor foods. Yeshlam Shvius, they do have Kedusha Shemitah, Viladzmeir Shvius, and money taken in exchange for them also is Kedusha Shemitah. The Rav adds in that although the Mishnah doesn't speak about the beer, but these also do have them and their money have the halacha of beer, which would mean that they don't last long term on the plants. They don't last through till the eighth year. They have to be harvested. And because they could be used sometimes to flavor foods, they have Kedusha Shemitah. Reb Shimon says, "Ein laktav shvius." The balsam, the sap from the balsam, does not have kedusha shvius. Mipnei ain't a pri, because it's not considered a fruit. The sap comes from the branches and has the same halachic status as the wood that it saps out from, and the wood is not considered a fruit that has kedusha shmita. Mishnah Zion. The halacha of beer is that when there's no longer that species of produce out in the field, one has to remove it from within his house. If he doesn't, and he transgresses this halacha of beer, and he keeps the produce in his house, then it becomes forbidden to eat. And to benefit from it, and he has to destroy it. The Mishnah now discusses if there's a mixture between two items, one that was produce from Shemitah that passed the beer and he did not remove it and it needs to be destroyed, and another non-Shemitah produce that was mixed together. Vered Chadash, if you have a new rose, which means that it grew from the seventh year, Shekevashay B'Shemen Yashan, that was soaked, Kavash means to soak for 24 hours to the point where the flavors start mixing, and it was soaked in oil, yashan, in old oil, that means oil from the sixth year, from the previous year. So the oil is not Shemitah oil, the rose was, and the rose was soaked in it to the point that the flavor from the rose went into the oil and became rose oil. So this is discussing before the time of beer. Yilakit asaveret, you should take out the rose before the time of beer, and then the oil will be permitted, even after beer, the oil will be permitted because at the time that the flavor went in, it was mutter flavor, and as long as the rose is removed before the time of beer. However, v'yashan b'chadash, if he put an old rose into new oil, and this is talking about an old seventh year rose into a new eighth year oil, and so this is a rose that already passed the time of beer, and he did not remove it from his house. So it's yashan v'chadash chayv beer. Then the oil that received flavor from a rose that was already past beer and it was usher, it was forbidden to benefit from it. The flavor that went in was forbidden flavor, and then even the oil is going to be chayv beer. It's going to have to be destroyed because it has forbidden flavor within it. The Mishnah now says a similar application. Charuvim chadashim, if there are new seventh year caribs, shekavsham b'yayin yashan, that he soaked in old oil from the sixth year oil, so in old wine, yayin yashan, old wine from the sixth year. So the wine is not Shemitah wine, but it has Shemitah carib soaking in it. And here it's discussing that the caribs were left in there past the beer deadline and became forbidden, and the forbidden flavor went into the wine. Or b'yishanim b'chadash, old seventh year caribs that already passed the beer and were forbidden, were soaked in new wine from the eighth year. So again, forbidden flavor went into the eighth year wine. Chayavim b'bir, he's obligated to destroy the wine, even though it wasn't Shemitah wine, because it has forbidden flavor. Now the Mishnah gives general rules for the transfer of flavor. Ze'aklal, this is the general rule. Kol shehu b'nesen tam, chayav levar min b'she'en emine. Anything that's benaisin tam, that gives flavor, so it has to actually give a significant amount of flavor, and this is, Chazals understand this is 1/60th. This is the concept of batal b'shishim, that something can be nullified in 60 times its amount. because 60 times the amount will nullify the taste. One, it has to have at least 1 in 60 in order to be able to give taste. So kol shu b'nais and tam, anything that's giving taste, then chayav levar, if he's going to have to destroy, if it gave forbidden taste into a non-shmita oil or wine, he's going to have to destroy it. That's when we're discussing min b'she'en aminai, when it's two different kinds of things, like we were discussing in this Mishnah, rose and oil or carob and wine, two different things. It has to actually give taste. It has to give at least 1 in 60 to be able to give taste. And that was really the case that was discussed earlier in the Mishnah. It was giving taste. However, min b'minei, when we're discussing two items that are the same exact species, and one happens to be forbidden and the other one's not, and they're mixed together, then kolshu, even the smallest amount, even if it's less than 1/60th, and it doesn't even give a recognizable halachic taste, still it will make the mixture forbidden. The Mishnah repeats that, shvius aiseres kolshu b'mina, regarding the iser of shvius and this beer, something past the zman habir, it will make aiseres, it will make the mixture forbidden with a kolshu, even with the most insignificant amount, b'mina, when it's the same exact kind that's mixed together, v'shalei b'mina, but if they're two different kinds, then b'nais and tam, it needs to actually give flavor. 1 in 60 it has to give in order for it to be able to make the non-shmita part become usher and required to be destroyed.